Okay, this is Monday, October 5th, and the topic this month is treatment.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Captain.
Such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all at once, there's an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us aware of this essential truth of our being. So what we are saying here is that we are one with this power for good that is in the universe. You can call that power anything you want. You can call it God, Harry, Henry. It doesn't matter what you call it. The thing is, you have to learn how to use it. And we're always talking about this idea of the law of attraction, that we're attracting things to us all the time. And we do treatment work to help us. And when we use the word, or when I use the word treatment, it really means prayer. And we all have, through our life, we've learned many things about prayer. Some are true, some are not true. Most of them are not true, what you've learned about prayer. In this teaching, we only do affirmative prayer. We always say something good about ourselves, about God, and about the universe. And we want to, this month, learn how to do that and learn to appreciate ourselves when we use this power. And this power is always around, and it can be used with your mind. I'll tell you a cute story, which I always do. My neighbor, the other week, somebody called and offered her tickets to Sound of Music. Free. Off she went to the Sound of Music. I thought, I don't really want to see the Sound of Music. But what my mind said, now why does she get the tickets and I don't? I want to go. Why is she so special? So then I calmed myself down and I said, Dallas, you can't do that. You see, if you're treating for something, you cannot take somebody else's good away from them. You cannot get upset because somebody else got it. So on Saturday, I was with my friend Marilyn. We went to see that Martian movie. I don't know the real name of it. And we were at lunch, and she said to me, Dallas, you know, I have two tickets to Sound of Music, but I'm not going to go. She said, now I could exchange these for a different date, but she said, I'm going to give them to you. So she gave me the two tickets, $200. Worth of tickets, $100 a ticket. She says, here, take these. I said, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, would I have gotten them if I kept up with Ruth and been mad at her and been mad at the universe for giving Ruth tickets and not me tickets? You said, you had to change your mind right away. And I saw what I was doing and I changed it. As soon as I changed it, this is what happens, you see? Now, I don't know how many people were here when I had the car accident. Ran into that hole in Pasadena. And then the bill came to $2,800, $2,800. And I immediately said, now what am I going to do? How am I going to pay this? What am I going to do? Then I have to sit down. I have to say to myself, Dallas, God is your source and your supply. You will figure this out, or the universe will figure this out for you. So then my friend, I was talking to my friend in New York, and I told her about it. Well, a couple days later, a check came in the mail for $2,800 with a little note saying, pay that, I don't want you paying interest. Well, now I have a check for $2,800. But she had written 28 here, but she only wrote 28 on the line. So the bank bounced that check. They wouldn't do it. So I went and talked to them, and I said that. And then I said to myself, now I'm not going to call them. The president said, why don't you just call your friend? I said, you know, it was a gift. Now I hate to call and say, your gift stinks, you didn't do it right. Give me, you know. So he said, well, let's see what we can do about it. He called her bank. One day I had the money. The next day they changed their mind.